T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon, and we are still making our way through election returns, and we're waiting to see what it is that President Trump's legal actions and the legal actions of his team will uncover. We've heard all sorts of allegations about ballot harvesting. We've heard about all sorts of irregular voting patterns. And look, I sit here, and I've told you this before, I grew up in the city of Philadelphia. So for somebody to say, Jeff, you know, it's just hard to believe that there would be any sort of corrupt election day behavior in the city of Philadelphia, right? No. You know what would be surprising to me? If there were not corrupt activity going on in the city of Philadelphia on election day. I mean, that's how pervasive it has been for a generation. For a generation. I watched it as a kid. I watched when I would go in with my mom or my dad, and I'm talking about being a little kid, going in to the polling place, and we'd be there first thing in the morning. And already on the machine, there would be 100, 200, 300 votes that had been cast. Now, even I, as a little kid, would ask my dad, well, that's not, how is that, you know, come on, that can't be true, can it? The corruption in the city of my birth, Philadelphia, is, to put it mildly, legendary. So it's just one of the places that we are seeing such outrageous behavior alleged. Now, it may or may not result in some sort of a change in the election outcome. I will tell you that some of the best reporting that I have seen on this has come from the Epoch Times. Ivan Penchukov is a reporter over there, and I'm happy to say that Ivan is joining us. Ivan, thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Tell me a little bit about what you have been covering and uncovering during the last 7-8 days since the polls officially closed.
Well, too much to describe in a few sentences, but there are definitely irregularities and definitely some fraud in all of the 6 states, which are still up in the air, depending on who you ask. But Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, these are all places where there are lawsuits or recounts pending. And I mean, just with the lawsuit filed last night by the Trump campaign in Michigan, the fraud is pervasive.
Mm-hmm. Have we seen any changes? Has there been a judge so far that said, yep, President Trump or President Trump's team, you're absolutely right, and now we're going to do blank?
No, with the exception of one of the lawsuits was dismissed, and another, the injunctive relief was denied. We haven't really seen a movement in the direction of siding with the Trump campaign yet. Mm-hmm. So on that front, we haven't seen that kind of action just yet. We've seen filings, we've seen some dismissals, but nothing on that end yet.
All right, and what is your sense? Look, you're on the ground, you're dealing with all of these folks on a daily basis. I would think that the Trump campaign and his attorneys have got to be aware that there's this doubling down on the part of so many members of the so-called news media to say, well, Trump's a sore loser. Let's just get over with this. And we're going to continue referring to Biden as the president-elect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just two separate realities. And the campaign's obviously frustrated with that. I do think they were expecting for this to happen. Mm-hmm. And there's no backing down, though. They don't seem fazed at all by this narrative. Nobody's giving up. There's a colleague of mine spoke to a White House official a couple of days ago. They're looking forward to winning Arizona. So they are not buying the legacy media message that we have Biden as the president elect.
I'm happy to hear that. Now, what about other members of his team? I'm not talking about the high-level attorneys, but, folks who are out there working at the polls who saw this stuff, who now hear and read and see these reports that say, basically, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? I'd imagine they're feeling a little frustrated right about now.
I just spoke to some poll challengers from Wisconsin yesterday, and these are people who take time out of their busy lives in some cases, or dedicate a lot of time, a lot of their free time to this in other cases, mm-hmm. who've gone there in person, who've been intimidated and harassed and pushed around by the election officials, who see, even with the limited access that they have, see all kinds of problems. They're incredibly frustrated because they're just trying to make sure that this election is transparent.
Yes.
It's sort of shocking when you have sworn affidavits. Yesterday's lawsuit had 234 pages of sworn affidavits of people who are going out there under penalty of perjury to make these claims, and the media says there's no evidence. I mean, it's a bit shocking.
Yeah. Well, that's a great line. It's also, I'm going to say, the understatement of the day, Ivan. Ivan Penchukov is joining us. He's a reporter with the Epoc Times. Ivan, one of your pieces that I really want folks to read at some point, but if you don't mind giving us a little insight right now, explain to us who and or what Dominion voting software is.
That's one of the major election software providers in the United States, one of the three major ones. But this election cycle, this one received the most attention because they were involved in some glitches at least three Georgia counties, and the famous one in Michigan, which flipped votes from Trump to Biden. That Michigan incident is still sort of in dispute. The state officials say one thing, and the vendors on they're on the side of the vendors. The Trump campaign says, the explanation isn't sufficient. Dominion voting doesn't really have a too great of a track record. In Texas, they applied to become the vendor three times. And last year, 2019, they were roundly rejected after a very detailed inspection of their machines and their software, and the final statement was that their systems raised concerns about fraudulent. This is a quote: whether they are safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation.
Hmm. Wow!
So So the Trump campaign in Michigan once again cited Dominion software yesterday, saying that the official explanations aren't good enough to explain the massive miscount that happened in Antrim County.
Right.
If anything, this would give us the Trump campaign will get a hand recount of all the ballots that were counted with the software.
Okay.
Potentially.
Okay.
In the states that it was used.
And I just read not more than an hour or so ago, Georgia apparently is going to have a hand recount of all the ballots, correct?
Yeah, and the Trump campaign is saying that this is just the first step. So with a recount, you're getting a more accurate hand count of the ballots, but it's not the same as an audit. And really, an audit of all the problematic, potentially problematic ballots is what the campaign is looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's especially so for the mail ballots, where the traditional safeguards that you would get when you vote in person are totally absent.
Okay. And explain to everybody when you say audit, right? Because we're hearing, okay, it's going to be a hand recount. That's a great victory, but an audit would be better. And what does that exactly entail?
So this is what Doc Collins, the Trump campaign, in Georgia, what they're looking for is not just to see what the vote on each ballot is and count it again by hand, but also, for example, they're pushing, let's do a signature verification again. If these scanners if they were done by a machine, let's do a signature verification again. Or if they were done by poll workers, but observers were barred from witnessing that process, okay, let's match the signatures again. Same thing with addresses, ballot numbers, numbers on ballots matching ballots on envelopes, postmarks, all of these data points, which oftentimes don't match.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, this is great stuff, Ivan. I think you're doing a great job reporting on this, covering this for the Epoch Times. I look forward to having you back again soon, I hope.
Same here, Jeff.
Thank you so much. That is Ivan Penchukov. He is a reporter over at the Epoch Times, and he's doing yeoman's work. Now, if you haven't checked out the Epoch Times rundown, I would urge you to head on over there. You know, we're taking a look at the legacy media types telling you that Joe Biden has 290 electoral votes, 306 electoral votes, 109, whatever it is. Now, you head over to Real Clear Politics. That's normally where I've gone. And I mentioned to you the other day, they have Pennsylvania listed as undecided, which means that Joe Biden is not at that 270 electoral vote threshold. They have him at 259. Well, you head on over to the Epoch Times. They have a very interesting tally right now. And as I look at it, it has President Trump up. This is probably the only place where you would find President Trump listed as leading the voting in the Electoral College. They have him at, I think, 232, and they have Biden down in the 220s. So, again, despite what your legacy media folks are telling you, despite the nonsensical bloviating you're hearing from the ABCs of the world, this is not over. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a victory in the offing for President Trump. I don't want people to go off the deep end in either direction. You know what? If you hate Trump, then you are sitting around right now going, I don't understand why he's being a crybaby, why he doesn't just concede. All right, I can't change your mind because you're not interested in having the conversation. And if you are sitting on the other end saying to yourself or screaming out loud, this whole thing was rigged from the beginning, obviously President Trump is the winner, and it's all a plot, I can't really have the conversation with you either, because you're convinced of that. Now, the rest of us are somewhere in the middle. The rest of us saw an election take place. The rest of us saw and continue to see and continue to read about reports of, to put it mildly, voting irregularities. I don't know if the numbers are enough that they would change the results. Have no idea. But for us to just say, well, you know, some yakking head on one of those channels the other night declared that Joe Biden won, that's good enough for me. Well, that's not good enough for me. because I know the level of people that say things like that and do things like that. Believe me when I tell you, you don't want to base the rest of your life on that. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.